you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Oh, she's down on Main Street all the time. Executive Director.
Down on Main Street.
Grand Haven Downtown Development Authority, Grand Haven Main Street, Shandy Poppy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So good to have you in here.
It's so good to see you again, too. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. I have loved these Grand Haven Main Street spotlights. I've learned so much about the business owners in town and the various businesses.
Oh, yeah. There's such a wide variety. And they offer such great, unique things that a lot of people might not even be aware of. Yeah, really great owners, really great community members. It's just fascinating.
It's been amazing. I mean, it's a little bit different, I think, when you walk into a shop and you're talking to people as opposed to having somebody in front of a microphone. It's like, this is your time to talk about your business and what you do.
Yeah.
And they have stepped up to the plate every time. I think it's just great that non-broadcasting people come in here and share their stories, and they sound really good, the interviews and stuff. So,
and they're so excited to share their stories. I mean, we're booked out almost the entire year. It's just incredible.
It's been awesome.
Yeah.
The Grand Haven Main Street. We have a lot going on. I wanted to share something with you. I thought this was really cool. I had this earlier. A restaurant in Italy trying something really cool on their Main Street, their restaurants. If you give them their phone when you walk in, they'll give you a free bottle of wine at the restaurant.
Oh,
no
man,
strings attached.
Okay, we're all going to Italy. Yeah, where's that at? No, great.
Isn't that cool?
Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be cool?
It keeps you there longer and talking and having conversation.
And you're not on your phone the whole time.
Right.
How have things been going with Grand Haven Main Street?
Really great. We've been super busy. We've set a lot of great goals this year, and we're working on that. The committees have been very involved. As you know, we've got four committees under the Main Street umbrella. And
what are those four committees?
One is promotions.
Okay.
And our promotions is by far our busiest. They work super hard to put on events throughout the year, including this weekend's event. And then we have Preservation in Place, and they focus on, you know, all the design aspects and how beautiful downtown looks.
Oh.
So we work with holiday lighting and all the flowers downtown and things like that. We've got some goals to do some new projects downtown this year.
Nice.
And then we have our recruitment and retention, and that committee works on, you know, partnering with businesses and property owners, doing business training and events to help businesses stay in business. We just did a last one last month with Kelly Larson. She taught a training class, I guess you could say, on interviewing.
That's
and
a great
preparing
idea
for the summer. So
sure.
Yeah. And then our last committee is our organization committee. And organization is just kind of there to help us maintain what the organization does and how we move forward, how we grow, but also like how we identify our brand as Grand Haven Main Street and downtown Grand Haven. So yeah, we've got a lot of things going on, and it's been really exciting since I feel like I've really gotten into a groove these last few months with some things. So
I think
learning.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. And everyone that's come in for the Main Street spotlights are just so pleased to be able to do that. The mission of Grand Haven Main Street Downtown Development Authority is to enhance a vibrant historic business district through community efforts, plus public and private partnerships. Do you ever go like on seminars, or do you travel to like other Main Streets to see other places are doing?
I do. We just had a training workshop for zoning and planning in the city of Lapeer, Michigan, which is another Michigan Main Street organization. And it's so great because there's 25 Michigan Main Street organizations in Michigan, and we get to partner with them and learn from them and share ideas with each other. And there's a director in each town, so we've all gotten to know each other and become, you know, we're becoming friends as we meet with each other. But we get to see each other three times a year. We have different trainings.
Okay.
So we do two, one in the spring, one in the fall in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And then we do our national conference, which this year will be down in Birmingham, Alabama.
Nice. Very cool.
I know. So, yeah.
Yeah, very. That would be interesting to talk. I mean, I've been to Lapeer because I grew up on the other side of the state. But, you know, you have like a town like Lapeer and then a beach town like Grand Haven.
Yeah.
So different, but probably similar in terms of your businesses and how you handle things with a Main Street.
Yeah, especially Lapeer is like a similar size, a similar economy.
Okay.
similar situation. They don't have the tourism that we do. So each community has their own challenges and stuff like, you know, things like that. But, you know, it's just great to share, like we share event ideas or, you know, we share grant information that we can partner with businesses.
Yeah, that's
in
another
town,
aspect of your job. You're always looking for grants and things like that, too.
So all kinds of information that we can share with each other.
It's awesome. Tell me about the Big Shop, because this is going to be great. And I know that it benefits several organizations. So let's start at the beginning. The Big Shop is this weekend.
It is this weekend. Okay. It's our second year doing the Big Shop.
All right.
This year, we support four organizations in Grand Haven: the Momentum Center, Reed Ottawa, Buses by the Beach, and Bluebird Cancer Retreats will be the recipients of your donations. And how you can donate is by shopping downtown. So we have over 40 stores participating this year.
Okay.
Excuse me.
It's okay.
Over 40 stores participating downtown and in Centertown.
Nice.
So if you come to those 40 stores, which you can find that list on our Facebook page, which is GH Main Street, you just let them know what organization you want your purchase to go towards, and 15% of that purchase will go towards that nonprofit.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Very nice. And somebody put together these videos for all those different organizations.
Oh, yeah. Caleb Burko is the manager down at Matt Kite. He's on our promotions committee.
Incredible.
He's done an amazing job meeting with all of the heads of the organizations and talking to them. So if you visit the Facebook page, Big Shop, The Big Shop in Grand Haven, he's got all of those videos and more information about the event posted there, too.
Very exciting. And we've got 100 years with the Coast Guard Festival. I mean, you're always thinking ahead, aren't you?
Trying. we're going to be very busy this year with 100 years of Coast Guard Festival. We got some big celebrations in Main Street next year. We're celebrating 20 years of Main Street next year and 50 years as a DDA in Grand Haven.
Really?
I know, pretty impressive. So we've got a lot of celebrating to do in Grand Haven in the next this summer with Coast Guard, and the next year with Grand Haven Main Street. So.
Now, if somebody's listening, and they own a business, maybe they're not part of the Downtown Development Authority, how does that all work? Do they contact you and become a part of Grand Haven Main Street, or
they
come
sort
to the meetings
of,
and how does that all work?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get involved, anybody is welcome to get involved in any of our committees.
Okay.
And anybody that resides or own a business in the district, which is it's a boundary defined by the state of Michigan, that outlines our downtown development area. But anybody can get involved with Grand Haven Main Street. So if you want to volunteer and come down, we need volunteers for events. We need people to be on committees. We're really looking for people to volunteer right now for marketing and social media.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
We could definitely use some help. We don't have a lot of volunteers in that area. So if you want to join our organization committee, we're meeting next Tuesday at Oddside Ales at 8:30. But we've got some hefty goals for that committee this year. So,
can you share
marketing,
any of those?
Well, marketing plan, social media plan, they mostly revolve around those two topics, but a marketing plan's really big because, you know, it just takes a lot of work to do a lot of different things for marketing. So from print marketing to advertising to graphic design.
Wow.
Yeah. So if anybody's got an interest, please join us. So.
Yeah, this is great. There's just so much happening, you know, and I don't often get a chance to, sometimes I'm done by noon and I go home, and I don't often get a chance to hang out downtown Grand Haven. So having people come into the studio and tell us all about their business, it's been very enlightening. I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of women business owners.
Oh, yeah. We have a large, large community of women business owners in
That's
Grand
awesome.
Haven. A lot.
Yeah.
It was even surprising to me how many women when I started this position.
Really?
Yeah. And we have a lot of women, not just in, not business owners, but also in like different positions and different organizations.
Yes.
You know, from the city to the Chamber of Commerce to the Visitors Bureau, like a lot of women are very involved in this community. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So nice to see you.
Yeah, so nice to see you too.
And so the Big Shop, what are the hours for that?
10 to 6 this Saturday.
All right, 10 to 6.
the majority, like I said, 40 participants. I mean, you can obviously shop all of the downtown. We would love that.
Yeah, of course.
The list can be found on the Big Shop or GH Main Street on Facebook. You can go and see our event there and all the details.
When does the social district, when does that all start?
Oh, gosh. First block closure will start, we'll start to close that first block the week of May 20th.
Got it. Okay.
And we're trying to, as a matter of fact, I'm headed to a meeting right after this,
okay,
to go organize some event and activity based things to do in that space this summer, like yoga.
Ooh.
And we're going to have an author night so you can meet your favorite author and get,
I love that.
Yeah. So we're going to finalize some programming for that space to keep that active and keep it busy.
Yeah, my wheels are spinning. Okay. if you could get a big plank of wood, I'd do some tap dancing out there.
All right. I'll tell them that this morning you might be signed up.
Oh.
You might be voluntold.
Oh, boy. Shady Poppy, thanks for being here. Grand Haven Main Street, another spotlight. The Big Shop this Saturday. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
Don't go down.